Real Ghost Stories Online.
At what point do you just say, all right, I've had enough. The house is haunted. This shit's getting a little too real. I'm calling it a day. For some, the tolerance level is quite up there. You know, and I understand that there are restrictions sometimes as far as getting out of a haunted house. Practical restrictions, like where are you going to go if this is the place that you're paying to stay in and there's no more money for another place or even a hotel room? I almost think at some point, though, it's like, well, the car and the van down by the river still seem like a better option than this place. And this is one of those stories where I'd have to say, I'm going to go live in the van down by the river until I can find some other place to go rather than stay in this house. It gets that dark and that scary, that violent. I think that's the turning point for me, is when something physically starts harming me or the ones I love. That's where I would have to say, all right, anything, almost anything is better than this place. We don't get those stories all that often, but this is, like I said, surely one of them. Take a listen. We moved into what seemed like a lovely house in Canada. I rented the basement with my spouse at the time. It started roughly a month after we moved in, with sounds that we could not place and things being moved, entire cabinets being rearranged in minutes. We'd get small childlike handprints appearing on my closet mirrors, start appearing on my bathroom mirrors, and things started to get broken. We tried to be friendly towards whatever it was. We'd heard the sound of children. We tried to mother them. We felt sorry for them. All the time when we were living there, I was very depressed. One day, I saw the boy, and I called him John. He was crying in the corner. And then in the middle of the room, on his knees, I didn't know what to think. I saw a child who was clearly not a real child in my living room. Motherly instincts kicked in and I went to console him. And I felt as if he was crying into my dress. I talked to him, I'd get him toys, told him it was okay. Things had calmed down for a while. They stopped altogether. I cleaned the house and it seemed that they had left. However, it all flared up 1 month later. Worse than before. My husband started to get hit, kicked, poked, slapped. I got poked and experienced feelings of sadness, almost like I was dead. I did not understand it. An unbelievable depression took over. I started to have reoccurring dreams of John playing, then dying. Little boy. He choked to death each time in my dreams on an apple. It did somewhat make sense to us, as where we lived used to be a farm. However, the haunting would not stop. We tried to clean and cleanse the house again, and it stopped for another month. Then it got even worse. The physical contact got even more aggressive. One night, a friend of mine stayed over. She said that she heard laughter and scuttling about in the kitchen. She claimed that she thought it was my rabbit at first, but then realized the rabbit was in her cage in my room. She said she heard a soft crying sound like a little girl, or so she thought. She never returned again after that evening. Another night, my husband was getting poked and hit violently, and he asked if it could hear him. It hit his head very hard and then said, "Is there something you want me to know?" It hit his head very hard again, all the time. I heard soft noises I could not place. He then asked it, "How old are you?" It first hit his head 8 times, then 10, then 6, and then 8 again. He then asked, "Is there something you want to show me?" It started to hit him very hard and then said, "I'm going to name places of the house. When I name the place, let me know." Started naming areas, said kitchen. Started hitting him again. He went to the kitchen and heard the garbage rustling and ran back to the room. Then the noises and sounds became louder and more persistent. On Thanksgiving Day, we were enjoying our dinner and the plates and dishes in the kitchen were smashing into the sink. I also had my Rosen, special wax for violin smashed into pieces, and all my goblets were destroyed. The knives thrown all over the walls. Another day, I was sitting by the computer. I got smashed in the head by an unseen blunt object. It appears as though it was getting to the rough end of violence. It was impossible to tell any of our friends or family about any of the occurrences that were going on because they would only think we were crazy. Maybe we were. We're staying in a house for so long with such violence going on in it. Yet another time I was alone in the house. I got a feeling of being watched by something and feeling that it wanted me dead. I always felt this way in the house after that. One night my husband and I were lying in bed, and by this time we could not sleep in the dark anymore. We had to leave lights on almost every single night. We saw a dark shadow appear in the corner, and it grew and grew. My husband jumped up and turned the other lights on, and it was gone. And I was left with that dark, hopeless feeling of depression and emptiness again. I hesitate to say that this is where it gets really scary, because obviously it's already been down that road, but it did escalate even further. I started to get the feeling that there was more than one thing in the house. I started to get very ill, stomach aches, sore all over, almost like the flu. We couldn't figure out what was going on. I still was not feeling welcome in my own home, and I wasn't sure what to do anymore. One night, just before my husband came home, I was showering, and I thought that he came home, and I heard him say hi, and I yelled back hi, but he did not respond. Then I saw a face. A face looking through the shower curtain at me. I batted at the curtain and called him an asshole. I looked out, but no one was there. He wasn't home yet. I left the shower wet, just in a towel, and sat outside on the stairs until he came home. I'll never forget that face. It looked as if he was wearing a Halloween mask of some sort. A very dark, scary, skin torn apart Halloween mask. I don't know why I thought he would do that to me. It was very out of character for him. But at the time, even though we continued to have unexplained occurrences and violent events happen in the house, part of me still wanted to believe that maybe everything was explainable. Another night before he came home, I was in the shower yet again. My husband due home at any minute. He walked into the house to me crying, walking out of the bathroom, bleeding from my face. I had been scratched 18 times, perfect lines across my cheek. He calmed me down and I went to the bedroom. He was inspecting the bathroom, and in 1 minute I got attacked again, this time on both breasts, on the top of them. Multiple slices. He freaked out, walked me to the bathroom to clean up my face and chest, turns around for a second, and I get it again all along my back and spine. They burned like no tomorrow. It was the worst pain I've ever felt, and they also burned for days. This was the final straw. We decided we'd leave as soon as possible. The night before we moved, I went to bed and woke up in the morning perfectly fine, but my leg was killing me. I couldn't figure out why, being half asleep, and I didn't think to look at my leg. Later in the morning, I wondered why my leg was so sore. I looked down, and I was shocked. A burn from my space heater was on it, the size of my palm, second degree. What boggles me is the fact that I'm the world's lightest sleeper. How did I not notice this? My husband stirs once in his sleep, and I'm wide awake. The burn never fully healed. It's been many, many months. And some of the scars from that one night still remain.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Want a commercial-free experience of the show with access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories? Sign up at Apple Podcasts right now and try it for 3 days free. GhostPodcast.com or Patreon.com/Real Ghost Stories.